officially winter until Thursday, but we have a week of much above normal temperatures ahead. Today and tomorrow, high temperatures around 80 both days. Widely scattered showers are possible, perhaps a thunderstorm on Tuesday afternoon. Low tonight, 61. Wednesday and Thursday, high in the low to middle 80s. Small risk of thunder showers each day. Thursday is the first official day of spring. Scattered thunderstorms Friday with a high around 83. The pollen count, medium to high today and tomorrow, and medium on Wednesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery County has activated its Emergency Operations Center because of the spread of the coronavirus. There are now 22 confirmed cases in Alabama. In our area, one case is in Montgomery County, another is in Elmore County. As of now, Mayor Stephen Reed says there are no plans to limit the hours of businesses. All Alabama public schools will be closed from March 19th until April 3rd to help curb the spread of the virus. State Superintendent Dr. Eric Mackey says the USDA has approved a grant that would allow Alabama to provide meals for students during the closure. And Secretary of State John Merrill has requested an emergency opinion from the Attorney General's office on postponing the March 31st runoff election because of coronavirus concerns. We'll update you when a decision is made. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, let me encourage you to skip Zillow and call Millow.
This is Paul and Christy Millow, and we're both licensed real estate agents with Wallace and Moody Realty. We provide you with expertise, advice, and superior marketing technology to help you get the results you need.
So if you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a free copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millow.
At Wind Creek Casino and Hotel, we want you to win. So we'll make you a promise. When you join Wind Creek Rewards, we'll cover your first day of play up to $1,000 and give you some free food. Sounds pretty good, right? Sign up for Wind Creek Rewards at any Wind Creek location or join online at windcreekcasino.com and find your winning moment. Must be 21 years of age or older. New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar and also down here at the Montgomery Marina and at the Montgomery Marina RV Park. So we got a lot going on down here, y'all. It's that time of year. The weather's getting pretty. Getting the music out on the patio on Sunday afternoon. You need to think about bringing your camper down here and spend a little time with us. Bring your boat down here and park it in the marina. Come down here hungry and let's fix you something good to eat. Y'all, we fry up seafood from the Gulf. We throw it in the steamer. Some little snow crab. A shrimp from Argentina. Those big old royal red shrimp. We get you something good to eat. And we'll get over here on the grill with that grilled amberjack, snapper, grouper, swordfish. We'll be getting all kind of good food in from Destin, Bowl, and Batchery. Let's talk about good times. I'm talking about sitting on the patio listening to a Mr. Ben Rice Band out of Portland. Be here playing some fine, fine blues, some rockin' blues, some on the soul side. First time Ben's been here. We're excited. He's a multiple award winner in the blues. I wouldn't try to list them all, but anyway, you can check it all out at Capitol Oyster Bar. Go to our Facebook page, see what's going on. Y'all get down here soon. Come hungry because we're looking for you, and springtime's here.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small town barbershop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it, now or ever. We are Americans.
The Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, Here's Dan Morris.
The stock market is down 1,979 points. The temperature outside is, hold on, 73 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing well. I mean, I was freaking myself out because of the pollen. So I'm up, you know, cooped up in my apartment, and I get a little stuffy, and then I take a shower, and I'm fine. But it's like the pollen is crazy right now.
My tables are yellow.
Yeah.
And that's just from yesterday.
Right.
I mean, I sprayed it off. I blew it. I got the hose out. It's yellow this morning. The dog is no longer white. We're talking about a misty yellow out here. So how are you? So good weekend?
Good weekend. And, you know, I kind of hinted at if people listen to me this morning, you would pick up on all the references. It's weird when you're pent up in the house. Like, usually on Saturdays, I go do yard work, go hang out with my grandfather, maybe go do a little shopping, odds and ends. I got shopping done early and then stayed inside. And so I'm like, what am I going to do? And the news made me anxious. So I go down this rabbit hole of, like, you know, as a Catholic, I know, like, Genesis, Exodus, the Gospels pretty well, but pretty light on, like, the prophets and the books of wisdom. Like, so I found a great resource called The Bible Project. It's a YouTube channel, and it does a summary of each book, in particular the Old Testament. So I sat there for, like, 5 hours watching those things.
That is great. And, congratulations.
And some of them were, like, I really like the book of Jonah. It's just funny. That's had me laughing out loud.
It's a great story.
Better than how they teach it to kids. And then Book of Job is probably one of the most profound and one of my favorites.
So. I did a Bible study on both of those subjects. And Jonah is probably one of the misunderstood books. And what happens, it becomes the kid's fairy tale versus exactly what happened.
Right.
And when you get down to the facts of what happened, it really is fascinating.
And it's a nice balance to the other prophets, like the way he is as a prophet and the message of what he's doing, as opposed to all the others, like, Day of the Lord, I'm taking this very seriously. He's like, I don't want to do
that. Not me. Okay, 272-9228, I would love to hear from you of how is Corona affecting you. Let me give you a couple of examples here. No church on Sunday, which was kind of disarming. Went out, met my brother and his lovely bride, Mary Foy, and our former mayor and his lovely bride, Linda, for drinks at El Rey's. They had the best salsa and guacamole. And Corona sat outside.
Yeah.
And we fist bumped and elbow bumped and everything. Caught up with Todd and just had a great time doing that. And then went home and watched some movies, got up the next day. And I had this computer problem. Notice I have a new computer.
Oh, nice, yes.
My computer arced. So I'm sitting there, and the line that goes into the computer, just all of a sudden, the bolt of lightning comes out of it. Oh, my God! So I went to go get a new charger, but that wasn't the problem. The problem was the arc actually welded the piece together. So I had to go to Best Buy, go get a new computer. I'm taking my old computer over there to get them to send it off to Lenovo. I've got it under warranty. But, I mean, that was hours and hours and hours. It's really interesting how people are adapting to this whole thing. Yes. Have you driven by Sonics recently?
I have not.
Sonics is packed. People want to sit in their car.
Right.
And where they're, like, sitting at a table, they can converse, they can talk. Somebody brings the food to them. They don't interact with anybody else. And I drove by the one in East Chase, packed. The one on Carter Hill Road, packed. I mean, I was going like, man, should go by Stock and Sonic out there.
There you go.
And Benji and I went to the dog park. Nice. Everybody was keeping our 6 feet apart. Except for the dogs.
Of course.
The dogs were, like, on top of each other. And for the first time, he didn't get in his mud puddle.
Oh, good boy.
Good boy. But we're going to play some things. I really would like to, you know, how is this affecting you? Is this, what are you doing and what are you not doing that's out there? I go to Costco. So they are taking carts in there. You go get your card, you bring it in the door, you show your card, and they wipe it off. So there's a doctor that was sitting there saying, What you're doing is they're walking through Costco, you've wiped off the cart, and the person drops it off, and then somebody goes puts their hands on the place that the other person's hands were, and then you're wiping it off. The problem is from the point that they pick up the cart till they come back. So you need to be outside. That's so logical. I like that. Then I talked to a doc client of mine. He said they are getting a lot of cancellations on their normal fitness annual physicals that are there, because they don't want to go to the office where there's a whole bunch of presumably sick people that are there, which, he's, as he said, this really isn't the case. It's not, you know, we have allergies, we have some colds, but we don't have any coronavirus type stuff.
Hmm.
And it really is interesting to watch how people are adapting to this whole thing. A lot of places are not, you know, restaurants are not that crowded.
Right.
And but unless you go to Sonic, because you can sit in your car. But it's kind of, you know, no March Madness. I'm confused.
Right.
I mean, I'm rocking and rolling, like, during this time of the year.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I went down that rabbit hole. Like, I was watching Ben Shapiro talking to Pastor John MacArthur, whether or not Jesus fulfills the prophecy, Ben Shapiro being an Orthodox Jew, and I'm like, I don't know enough about the Old Testament. I can take it on faith, but I want to read this. Because MacArthur was laying out interesting arguments. So that's the stuff you do. It's like, I can't watch sports. None of the regular plans I have, so I'm kind of pent up. I'll study things.
I noticed that cable went through for the basketball and hockey junkies. They went through and got every Final Four game that had happened in the last 5 years, and they replayed it.
Oh, wow.
And so you had a feature from almost every single school around that were either in the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight or the Final Four. That was pretty smart on their part. So I just happened to be rolling through, and it said, Duke.
Did you hear they might have announced, like, the teams that were going to make the tournament they're no longer going to do, but I think there's some pushback, maybe because they don't want to pay bonuses. To, you know, don't announce tournaments for that we're not even going to play. We got to pay these coaches more money. I don't know.
Well, it's it would have been interesting to watch the ACC tournament. Movie theaters are empty. Drove by the one over in East Chase. I was shocked at how few people were there. I mean, normally I drive by there a lot, going to church and going over to East Chase and stuff. And I was kind of surprised at how few people were there. So no church, no movies. People were keeping a respectable distance at the mall. I did my shopping. I went into Shoe Station and got my great deal on shoes that were there. Took Benji for a walk twice to the park. Let him run his little you-know-what off. that dog sleeps like crazy and has dreams. He's like running in his dreams. But I'd like to hear, what is this doing to you guys? What are you changing? I talked to one family, single mom, and her kids are home. And so she's not working as much because they don't need as much. And so she's spending all this time with her kids. And she said, you know, I'm taking this as quality family time,
right,
type thing. And I'm going to squeeze every second out of it. She didn't look at it at a negative at all. You know, most people go like, will you please get out of the house? Go outside and play. Kind of like spring break, get over with type thing. But it's going to be interesting to see how this happens. It's I'm starting to see, talking to people who have condos that are getting cancellations for spring break. So that should be interesting to see what happens with that. Morning Joe went a little nuts today, this morning.
Mm.
And he blamed the stock market drop on what Trump said last night, yesterday.
Oh, at the press conference, yeah.
It didn't have any, matter of fact, it was down 194 after that, and it just stayed there. It was, futures was, yeah, going to project 194. What took it down was the Federal Reserve doing what they did. Because in the financial market, that may sound like real fun and roses and all that kind of stuff, but the problem is if you can take the interest rate down to zero, you're going to have to take it up somewhere in the future.
Right.
And when you take it up and we start going up to a new high or a high that we haven't made, a high in 39 market days, you have a real problem with the stock market, because all of a sudden money starts moving from one type of investment to another, which is what caused the stock market crash of 1987. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Sam. Sam, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. I thought I'd take a shot at you to tell you how it's affected me.
Please.
Yeah, It's just irritating. But it's entertaining so far. It hadn't gotten bad. But what I was going to tell you, my sister, my youngest sister, she's a professional educator, a teacher, and down in Fairhope. But they're going to let the students out for spring break and whatnot. But there's already talk floating around of not even, depending how bad it gets, the panic, not even bringing the students back till next year. And I don't know if you've heard that yet. It's probably just talk, but I feel for the seniors in all sports. Everybody, the poor old seniors that have worked so hard, and it's just they're the ones that's catching the rough end of the stick.
Well, here's something that you remember I told you, my doc friend that was on the CDC conference call, and we were talking about it, and he basically said the reason that they're doing 2 weeks and 3 weeks is that if everybody were to go and get locked up in a room for 2 weeks, then there wouldn't be a way to transfer the virus. Then if you had the virus, you'd know whether you had it or not. If you don't have it after 2 weeks, you don't have it, basically. And so what it does is it basically self-quarantines a whole bunch of people to take them out of circulation for that 2 weeks. So I think doing it where we had spring break on the 20th anyhow, just go ahead and extend it, which they did, to what, April the 7th or something? So it went another week?
Yeah, yeah.
We went this week, that week, and then up to April the 1st, maybe. But that should kind of clear everything out. And if we have numbers that are under 100,000, that's going to be spectacular.
Yeah, I've heard that, and it makes perfect sense to spread it out, because I'm sure you've been around teachers before. If one student gets something in a classroom, everybody gets it.
Yeah,
and so maybe this will slow it down. Oh, wait a minute, you said April 7th. They pegged me here in Pike County for jury duty again on April 6th. I'll have to contact them and see if they're still going to have court.
Yeah, let me tell you, Birmingham and Mobile canceled all trials.
Yeah, and I thought I saw at the end of last week them suspending some of that. You should double check, but you may get out of it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Just go in and tell them you're a Dan Moore show, radio show listener. They'll throw you off the jury right off the bat.
Hey, Dan, the last time during lunch break, I was sitting right there and had the app going, listening to the show, and I wasn't. No, that's who I am. Gentlemen, thank you for your time. I'll talk to y'all later.
You have a great one. News 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walk, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here
from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
We have some new and improved financing available. It is quick, simple, and we can get you qualified in just a couple of minutes.
Get a new efficient system with monthly payments as low as $90 and with no down payment. The process is fast and hassle-free. Call today and ask about the new financing program.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call for a free estimate and let us educate you on all the latest technology.
Free estimates, affordable pricing, new finance options, dependable service teams, and the latest technology. It's no surprise United is number one in the River Region. Stop throwing money away and call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
By the way, I've almost perfected the cooking of the peppers. I just happened to bump into something and said, take them, cut them, and put them in a pan with some butter, you know, being pans of butter, with the onion, and let it just simmer there for a little while, and then put it in the marinade, and then put it on the grill. It was awesome. And the steak doing the shrink wrap bag was great. Let's go to Oz. Oz, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show, and the wine was spectacular.
Hey, Dan, how are you, man?
I am very good.
Good, good. I had to take a call and get off, but when I got off, I think I heard on the tail end a gentleman talking about the athletes and everything, and that's kind of where it's affecting my family. I mean, my prayers go out to those that are have the virus, and I want them to recover and get better. But my daughter's a senior, and there are a lot of other seniors on her high school softball team that are ranked number one in 5A, and this has happened to abbreviate the season or possibly end the season. And it's just it's kind of devastating. We were walking into church yesterday, and my daughter said, "This is a beautiful day for softball, and we can't play." I was like, "Yeah, but you know, things happen for a reason." So, and I know that another school is also number one in 4A, and they're kind of feeling the pain of being seniors and it affecting them this way now. Like I said, we pray for those infected, and we don't want it to spread anymore. So hopefully with Trump bringing in private industry and a lot of the greatest minds working on a vaccine and something to help everyone recover and prevent this, that maybe they can start back up with baseball, softball, and everything, and it not lengthen this, but
let me ask you several questions here. You said your daughter was a senior. Is she a potential college softball player?
Yes, she will be going to Huntington to play softball.
Oh wow, is she on a scholarship?
She does. She has. Of course, they don't give athletic, but she has the highest academic you can get, and she's got another couple of scholarships coming in. So
that is outstanding. It's a great school, by the way.
Really excited about it.
Yeah, that's, you know, one of the things that I see as a problem, and, you know, we're right in the midst of trying to get your ACT and ACT tests being done, too, and they're talking about canceling those. Now, if you cancel that, that could make a difference of whether you're going to school or not, because, you know, say you have a 32 on your ACT and you're shooting for a 34 to get a scholarship, that could be a big difference.
It is, and she took it, and she made a 28, so she's got a very good score on it. And it's, you know, a lot of people have already taken the ACT, and they've already been able to submit it to their colleges.
Right. So, well, it's trying to improve the grade to get a little bit better of a score, to get a little bit better of a scholarship.
That's right. That's right.
Is she in Montgomery County, Elmore County, or Tioga County? Where?
Elmore County is when she actually goes to Talon. So,
okay. Outstanding.
So it's, Yeah, and there are a lot of seniors there that have already signed with schools and that are going, and this was just this has been an exceptional year, and I feel for all the seniors. We have the largest amount of seniors on the team this year, about seven, and they're feeling it a little bit.
Yeah, well, hopefully they're still going to be able to do graduation, and they're going to do the senior prom and things like that. Hopefully that will happen.
Right. So we'll see. The only thing I'm kind of questioning is back in 09 and 10, I don't remember the panic and everything with the swine flu. I just don't remember it.
No, it happened, you know why? Because it didn't. It didn't happen.
So what is different? Is it just the transmission rate?
It's a couple of things. One is Trump. One is Trump, and you're going to get that clearly out of the out of Morning Joe talking about it this morning. They are just pounding him. They pounded him on Meet the Press, on George Stephanopoulos Sunday, on Face the Nation. And here's the amazing thing, Oz, is they are comparing what we're about to face with 1918, where you lost 600,000 people, and we're a country that was one-third the size we are right now, and medicine was basically non-existent. You had more people born in homes than you did hospitals by a long shot.
Right. See, that's what I was thinking, and that's why I kind of brought the question up, because media and the bias is coming out. Okay?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a sad day because a lot of people are going through it, but it's a sad day because of what the media is putting the country through just because of their fear and anger of one person that has really benefited the country greatly, and other people are trying to bring him down because of it.
That's exactly right. And let me tell you something. They see this as his Achilles heel. They see this as the thing that's going to get him out of office. And it is amazing when you look at polling, when you ask Republicans, is Trump doing a good job? They say, absolutely. He's like, they're in 90% approval rating of his handle of coronavirus. You talk to a Democrat, and it's like a 15% approval rating. You talk to an independent, it's a little over half or think he's doing a good job. And so that bias that they have is showing up in the way they're looking at this.
That's right. And that's the problem with a lot of people. They don't research for themselves. They don't investigate for themselves. They take the word and they put their trust in the wrong people. And that's the issue with today's media also.
Amen to that. Let me ask one other question. Is your daughter going to do spring break?
Actually, they are out of school. We're not planning on really going anywhere. So, we're just going to probably hang out around the house, to be honest with you.
There you go.
Not that we're scared. I mean, we actually went to the movie Saturday, watched I Still Believe, which is an awesome movie.
That is a great movie.
Yeah. So,
how crowded was the theater?
Come up with something. It wasn't very crowded.
Yeah.
Any movie.
Which one did you go to? East Chase?
We went to Chantilly, yeah.
Chantilly, okay. I drove by there twice on Sunday and on Saturday, and I was surprised at how few cars there were there. I mean, there may have been 20 for all, what is it, nine theaters? Seven, nine?
Yeah, and there's just a fear. I mean, I'm not scared. Of course, I don't want to get sick or anything, but we've already had the flu. And we came through that. So, from my understanding, this isn't that much more severe than the flu, except for older people that have underlying medical issues.
That is exactly right. And so that's what Morning Joe and these people are not telling you. They go, do you have enough respirators? Do you have enough respirators? We're going to need so many more. What if it's like 1918? Look, damn it, it's not like 1918. I mean, it's crazy.
Exactly.
Well, and then they'll ask, Dr. Fauci, what's the worst-case scenario? He'll answer honestly, and then they'll go, he thinks it's going to be the worst-case scenario. It's like, no, he was answering your question in those confines. They're just irresponsible.
Oz, I got to go, buddy. You have a great day. Dan Morris Show going to be back right after this.
to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call
365-5400. This is David with the multi-award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress, and no, we are not going out of business. Sneakers Tennis Shoe Store is, and when their sale is over around the 1st of May, I will remodel the building and expand Mr. Sandman into one large store. To make room for construction crews and to clean out over 60 discontinued models, I am slashing prices on warehouses full of really nice beds, headboards, and mattresses. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, Sutherland, Restonic, and other great factories have made changes to their lineups, and as a stocking dealer, I must liquidate the old to bring in the new. Twins, Twin Extra Longs, Fulls, Queens, and Kings are discounted throughout these two Mr. Sandman locations. We have hybrids, memory foams, latex, and plain old mattresses. We also carry a wide selection of adjustable bases, always discounted. Mr. Sandman Mattress on the Atlanta Highway. In other news, time is running out to sign up for the Lehigh Class of 70 50th Reunion. We have to order name tags and other items, so don't miss out on a great reunion.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. Then we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular ones that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
When you're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, a million questions flood your mind.
How can this be happening?
Am I going to be able to work? What's a subtype?
What do I do now?
We know. We went through it too.
But once you start to understand your options,
you can partner with your doctor and find ways to face MBC on your own terms.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com and learn how to speak up and have a more informed conversation with your doctor.
Some questions have answers.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com to find some of yours.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Kathleen Maloney. Even the nation's highest court isn't immune to the effects of coronavirus.
Responding to the health precautions recommended by the CDC, the Supreme Court is postponing the oral arguments currently scheduled for the March session, including three much-watched cases concerning access to President Trump's financial documents.
Fox's John Decker. New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut joining forces to impose restrictions aimed at slowing the spread of COVID-19.
We all agree that there will be no crowds with gatherings of over 50.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Many states are closing schools and colleges, shutting down restaurants, bars, nightclubs, and movie theaters. Grocery stores will remain open, and empty shelves are being restocked. Officials advising against hoarding supplies and panic buying. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
It's still officially winter until Thursday, but we have a week of much above normal temperatures ahead. Today and tomorrow, high temperatures around 80 both days. Widely scattered showers are possible, perhaps a thunderstorm on Tuesday afternoon. Low tonight, 61. Wednesday and Thursday, high in the low to middle 80s. Small risk of thunder showers each day. Thursday is the first official day of spring. Scattered thunderstorms Friday with a high around 83. The pollen count, medium to high today and tomorrow, and medium on Wednesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Excuse me. Let's listen in. I want you to hear the Morning Joe. Now, this is long, and it's going to be a manual stop and go, so you may just have to have your finger on the button in just a little bit.
I tried to avoid this crap all weekend. I watched Fauci, I watched the press conference, I watched the debate. I tried to stay away from the news.
I don't know how Fauci does it.
I know.
He is like, it's just amazing how many shows he did. So this is Morning Joe this morning.
Now listen, as the U.S. extended its ban on travel from Europe to include the United Kingdom and Ireland, U.S. airports faced overcrowding, long lines, and hours of delays as travelers returning from Europe had to undergo screenings for the coronavirus. Scenes from Chicago's O'Hare Airport jam-packed terminals, people standing shoulder to shoulder as officials scrambled to set up the enhanced entry screenings announced by the Trump administration.
How could they have been so ill-prepared?
So ill-prepared.
Trump knew this was coming. He could have called out the National Guard if he had to. He could have done anything.
Look at
this. Once again, so ill-prepared. And look how close everybody is jam-packed in there.
Using the bathroom, stuck for hours.
Once again, the president is ill-prepared for a crisis.
So according to the Washington Post, officials acknowledged that 40,000 passengers returning from Europe over the weekend had created chaotic conditions and strained airports, with many travelers reportedly wondering why the health checks put in place were not stricter and did not generally include temperature checks. Acting Director of Homeland Security Chad Wolf said that the department was aware of the long lines and asked travelers for their patience.
Why didn't they prepare for this? They knew
patience?
This was coming.
This is incredible.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker blasted the Trump administration, asking the president to, quote, do something now. Here's what the governor had to say on Meet the Press.
I got a call at about 11 o'clock last night after that tweet from a White House staffer who yelled at me about the tweet. That is what I got. We're on our own out here. I wish we had leadership from Washington. We're not getting it.
So there's a healthcare crisis, actually, Caddy, in Chicago O'Hare. There are healthcare crises at all of these airports where people are jammed, packed in for 3, 4, 5 hours at a time.
40,000.
Healthcare crisis. The White House is completely ill-prepared for this, even though it was the president who set up this policy, and they had to know this was coming. And these people are forced to do exactly what Dr. Fauci and the entire scientific and medical team has been saying now for weeks. And the White House has a staffer call yelling about a tweet to a governor whose own people had to be exposed to the pandemic, standing in those contained spaces, jam-packed for 4 hours. And the White House is worried about a tweet.
Yeah, I mean, now that all of us have become conscious of having 1 meter around them, I look at those photographs and I literally am sitting here feeling my anxiety levels rise, thinking, how would you cope being that close to somebody? the Chinese tried to shut down their early whistleblower, and it caused them a huge amount of problems. It caused people to die because they wouldn't recognize the problem. The one thing we have learned from the two things we have learned from the Chinese experience is transparency is much better. The governor of Illinois was quite right to complain about this. This is a huge health problem he has sitting on his doorstep, and the White House tried to shut him down. But the other thing we've learned about from China is that you take massive amounts of screening and you do it super efficiently. You got on a bus in China, you entered a building in China, you walked down the street, your temperature was being taken every time you entered a supermarket, your temperature was taken, and it was done in an instant. And here they set up this policy where they knew they were going to have thousands of panicked people coming back from Europe. And where was the screening? Where was the fast, efficient temperature testing so that you didn't have those people standing within centimeters of each other, within inches of each other, not within 3 feet of each other. They're within inches of each other, knowing that that was going to cause a problem. I mean, we have seen some of this before where the White House announces what looks like a kind of, you know, Stephen Miller type policy, very big, very bold. But then there's no follow-up. There's no expertise. There's no bank of talent behind that to get the systems in place to make sure that it works properly.
Okay. What she neglected to tell you is that instead of checking them when they arrive, they check them before they leave. Nobody mentioned that on there. Not one single person out of this ignorant group of people who rant and rave. He should have been prepared to know. You know, it's just amazing to me how they, how, I just don't see how they live with themselves, but anything to bash Trump. I'm going to go to a break. I've got more right after this.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
We all have missions, like mission late-night tacos at the taco truck that only takes cash, but is so worth getting cash for. Whatever your mission, trust e-checking from Navy Federal Credit Union with ATM rebates, no monthly fees, and unlimited taco potential.
Another round?
The free account with perks for members. See if you can join today. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. ATM fee rebates up to $10 per statement period. Insured by NCUA.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Before we go back to the crazy Morning Joe, I want to give you some information about some things going on in the river region. From March 8th and March 15th, there were 291 houses that were either newly listed for sale or listed as back on the market. However, 382 houses actually sold or in the process of being sold. This means that more houses are selling right now than are being listed for sale, which means the demand for houses is still very, very high. Okay, so here's another little stat sellers are getting 98.9% of their asking price when their home is sold. It's even more great news. While everyone may not get that close to their actual asking price when they sell, these numbers indicate that there is still a big demand to sell. So, as I always tell you, you need to call Paul and Christy Millo. They are wonderful people. They can really make this happen for you. Give them a call, see how they're doing, check on them, and then what you need to do is see what they can do to help list your home. While it's a Moody Realty, they made a good choice with Paul and Christy Millo. Okay, let's continue on with this craziness of Morning Joe.
Joe, just David Ignatius, we look like a failed country in those moments. Yeah. Not a failed country, but it looks like Washington, D.C. is failed. And we have failed leadership in Washington, D.C. And our leaders don't know how to perform the most basic of functions. Again, this is a policy that Donald Trump set up himself at a press conference last week. This is the result. These people coming back are a result of Donald Trump saying they needed to return to the United States and would be screened beforehand. I'm fine with that. Dr. Fauci said it was a good idea. Seems like a good idea to me. But there was no preparation for it whatsoever. So what happened was we're having screenings to stop people from being exposed to those with coronavirus. And here we have 40,000 people jammed together. Obviously, there are people coming from the most affected continent in the world. Obviously, there were people that had coronavirus there. It takes several days to show symptoms. Obviously, passing
on
to other people. So the president, in effect, has caused the spread of coronavirus by being ill-prepared here.
Stop that. How does he know all of this? Obviously, there were people. Obviously.
He doesn't know it.
He doesn't know the temperature in the way before they get in the airplane to get here. This guy is, and he's inciting a riot to try to make people scared. Did you hear the lady from UK? I don't know how I could take having somebody standing next to me. Mm-hmm. Just give me. Okay, let's go on.
People, so the president, in effect, has caused the spread of coronavirus by being ill-prepared here. And who knows what the ramifications of this are going to be. He knew this was coming and still did nothing about it.
So your hearts go out to the people when you look at those photographs standing there hour after hour, stuck, knowing the risks. What can they do about it? They're just caught, as you say, in somebody else's poor judgment. When we think about what led to those scenes in the airports, there was a rushed attempt, as we understand it, by the time of the president's Thursday night speech, to get the elements of this policy together, to get the travel ban announced so quickly. The European countries didn't even know this was coming. In a sense, how could you prepare O'Hare Airport when the countries from which the people were leaving didn't know either? And it was done in a kind of let's prepare a television announcement spectacular, and it had the opposite of the desired effect. One thing that I just feel, I know we all do, is our hearts go out to the people who were caught in this. You know, each of us can think what it would be like to be standing in that line, just knowing your risk of terrible disease was going up minute by minute.
Oh,
nothing
God.
You can do about it.
Oh, I'm panicking.
Those are the people we ought to be thinking. How can we help them out of this mess?
And Joe, to underscore the dangers of some of the misinformation, at the same time as the Illinois governor put out that tweet crying out for help from the White House on Saturday, the Republican governor of Oklahoma, Kevin Stitt, put out a tweet of him with his family at a restaurant, basically saying, this is what Americans should be doing. That was Saturday night. On Sunday, he had to declare a state of emergency in Oklahoma. And one other point, in terms of the president, the contrast, as we talked about this weekend, Joe, between the president getting up there in the briefing room and spouting happy talk, as David Ignatius said, followed by the vice president, who and Dr. Fauci, who are giving more sort of sober analysis of the situation and providing information to Americans who are nervously watching, while the president, according to our reporting and others, part of what is informing this response, what, of course, is fueling all of his rhetoric on this, which has not been as serious as it should be, is his concerns about the markets and how that, of course, impacts his reelection. It is all about his campaign going this fall, and he does not want, he has told aides around him, he does not want this to be overblown, in his words, so it negatively impacts his chances this November.
And the stupidity and the recklessness of political leaders to say, go out to restaurants, go out to pubs, as Devin Nunes said. You had the governor of Oklahoma saying that, and then the next day having to declare an emergency. Yeah, the governor of South Carolina last week saying he wasn't going to close anything. In fact, he was going to go to the St. Patrick's Day parade himself. And then he had to announce yesterday that he was closing schools in South Carolina. I mean, what is it? What is it about these Republican leaders? They think that so, they think you can shoot a virus? They think your AR-15 is going to help a virus? They think some like macho display is somehow going to beat a virus? No, you can't. See, let me help you out here. You can't bully a virus, okay? You got to outthink it. You can't be stupid. Taking your family out to a restaurant when the top scientists in the world are telling you to stay home and protect them. And then the next day you're made a fool of. You have to call a national emergency. So you've just admitted that you've put your family at risk and everybody around your family at risk. And in South Carolina, the governor trying to act like a big shot. Oh, we're not listening to the World Health Organization. We're going to, people keep going out eating, go to pubs. I'm going to be going to the St. Patrick's Day parade myself. And then he's forced to declare an emergency. It's really the recklessness. I mean, I know people were giving really dangerous, reckless monologues on TV, but that's last week. And those were cable news people. You don't want to aspire to be us. If you're governor of a state and you're responsible for the health and well-being of senior citizens whose very lives are on the line, you've got to do better. Your calling is higher. You've got to do more. You can't play for the cheap seats. Be an idiot and hold up an AR-15 and wave it around and say, I'd like to see somebody come take this, like a member of Congress did in his own room. But I don't even get into that. Like, find other ways to symbolize your fake masculinity, all right? But when it comes to this virus, think about your mother, think about your father, think about your grandfather, think about your grandmother. I see these cases in Florida, South Florida, that are exploding. It's going to be senior citizens in Florida, senior citizens in Arizona, senior citizens across America who are going to pay the disproportionate cost, just like the senior citizens in Washington State. They're going to pay the disproportionate cost for your stupidity. You are literally, with your actions, killing senior citizens. Pull back. Be responsible. Listen to the scientists and show some leadership.
Because we actually are all in this together.
We're in this together.
We're stuck with each other.
Yeah, no, we're not.
Thanks
not
for checking out MSNBC on YouTube. And-